The ECOWAS Community Court, which became operational in 2001, has, as of September this year, been struggling to get cooperation from governments of some countries in the sub-region to enforce 34 rulings on cases brought before it. Without its own police force, the court is becoming frustrated with the non-implementation of its judgments. Barrister Mrs. Franca Ofo is the principal research officer of the ECOWAS court.
We've been having problems, challenges with implementation of the decisions. The main problem is failure of or reluctance of the member states to appoint implementing authorities. A good number of the member states, out of the 15 member states, only 5 have so far appointed implementing body.
How many cases are pending that have not been implemented?
As at end of September, we have 34 cases pending that have not been implemented, and the numbers are growing.
Can you tell me the countries that are reluctant in doing that?
Gambia, for instance, we have cases pending. Ghana, we have cases pending. Nigeria, we have cases pending. So it's almost all the member states.
Ghana in particular, what case is that?
We have Chudemba. We have another case, a boy that drowned in a river, Obioma Ogukwe. It has not been implemented. At least these two I can recall offhand against Ghana that has not been implemented. Non-implementation of the decisions is making us look like a toothless bulldog. So member states believe that maybe the international courts will bend their arms to obey. So why do we create a court if we will not respect the decisions of the court? Because if we respect the decisions of the court, then member states or other litigants who have confidence, they're eroding the confidence. Therefore, they're making the entire ECOWAS treaty a laughing stock.
Presenting an overview of the mandate of the ECOWAS court, an information officer at the court, Mrs. Eloho Ovaje, said justice must be done at all times to ensure peace and security in the sub-region.
Causes of conflict are numerous, but they are all rooted in injustice, human rights abuses, and lack of effective remedy. The court contributes to lasting peace and conflict prevention by ensuring that justice is done. Only justice can ensure lasting peace and security for all. The media can do a lot to help the court fulfill its strategic goals, fostering peace, security and rule of law within West Africa.
The ECOWAS court has dealt with cases originating from former presidents in the sub-region, journalists who suffered in the hands of governments, as well as individuals seeking redress. Officials of the court have entreated journalists to help promote the ratification and domestication of ECOWAS laws and advocate the implementation of the court's decisions. From the Nigerian capital, Abuja, Dominic Onoji reporting.